Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, the man that brings you the only podcast that's live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island, via Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to episode 113 and a half. I wanted to get on here and do a mini episode for you all because it's been a couple weeks since I have been out on the airwaves. And that's because of some technical issues. As I tweeted out, I was having some problems with pvdcast.com, and it really didn't impact so much listeners, but it impacts me. Long story short, there's a couple of things that have been going on, and I think I got them straightened out. Now, I'll find out in a little bit when I go to upload this episode if things are fixed or not. But number one, apparently I've had no traffic the entire month of February, except for February 23rd, that's when I started getting traffic, and from the 23rd to the 28th in February, that's the only listeners I had, the only visitors I've had to this website, which is a little bit weird because I don't want to brag, but I mean, I average a pretty decent number every month, so something's weird with the stat counter, and I think I got that fixed. Also, when I would post a new episode, there's like a preview screen that you can go to, and I would go to the preview screen. And then, you know, you can leave the preview screen. But every time I left the preview screen, it would log me out of my system and I have to log back in. So it's kind of a pain in the butt. And I was just really kind of perturbed about this. So I had to take some time to kind of try to figure out what the problem was with the website. And also, too, I'm not going to lie, clean up some of the stuff on my computer as well. I got a lot of files here that, quite frankly, I don't need anymore. So I was busy doing that and tweaking some of the virus scan and whatnot, so it's a little bit of a smoother go of it with this laptop. Of course, I can't complain. This ProBook 450 that I've had from HP has been pretty solid for the, going on 4 years I've had it, so I really can't complain too much. But yeah, it needed some tender love and care, you know. I mean, I've neglected making sure that the virus scan was set to go and you know, getting rid of some files I didn't need and compressing some things. So anyways, but I think that we are all set to have a little mini podcast episode here where I'm going to talk about a couple of different things. But real quickly, I'm going to go ahead and kind of dive into one cool thing that happened to me over the last couple of weeks. I am a fan of podcasts. There are so many good ones out there, but I regularly listen to Stone Cold Steve Austin's podcast, The Art of Wrestling, How Did This Get Made? I thoroughly enjoy Cyrus and Storm, Killing the Town. I like that podcast. So there's a bunch of them. But the other day, I was catching up on some, and I was listening to an episode, two episodes as a matter of fact, of Stone Cold's podcast where he had the great Eric Embry on. And it was really cool. It was really good to hear Eric Embry talk about the state of professional wrestling when he was involved in it, back in the USWA, Puerto Rico, World Class, etc. It was really cool. But Mr. Embry stated that he had a very public email that if fans wanted to get in touch with him, that they could email him. As some new listeners probably don't know, I lost a very good friend of mine. About going on here in this summer, it'll be 4 years. A very good friend of mine named Art, and his favorite wrestler was Eric Embry. And I felt it was, I don't want to say my duty, but like I felt an obligation to email Eric Embry and tell him just how much he meant to Artie. And do you know, it took about a week, but I got an email back from Eric Embry. And I thought that was really, really cool because, yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe I'm a little cynical. Like, I think some people will say, yeah, you know, I answer all my fan mail or whatever. Maybe that's just me being jaded. But he did send me back a very short note telling me that he really appreciated the comments and he loves hearing from fans and he's so proud that he was a part of Art's life. And so that was really cool. And I wanted to just throw that out there, and you know, there's probably no way, no chance in hell that Eric Embry's listening to this podcast, but for some odd reason, if he is, thank you, Mr. Embry. I appreciate your correspondence, and again, thank you. All right, as you know, folks, I'm a huge hockey fan. I'm a puckhead extraordinaire, and since yesterday, March 1st, was the trade deadline in the NHL, I would like to talk a little bit about some of the trades that went down and give you my 2 cents on how things are shaping up for the final push in the NHL season. You know, I gotta say that really it was kind of an uneventful day of trades. Not much happened. In fact, the two big ones took place Monday and Tuesday. Of course, Monday, the Washington Capitals went out and got all-star super defenseman Kevin Shattenkirk. And the following day, the Los Angeles Kings got Ben Bishop, a very good goaltender who, unfortunately, over the last year or so has battled some bad injuries. But looks like those two were the big trades. And I think right now with Shattenkirk, you know, he is an unrestricted free agent. He's a rental for the playoffs, as they say in the sport of hockey. I think getting Shattenkirk puts a lot of pressure on the Washington Capitals. And I feel if they don't do it this year, then I don't know what you do to win a Stanley Cup in Washington. Right now, they are one of the odds-on favorites to win the President's Cup. And I don't know. It hasn't really panned out for anybody recently that has won the President's Cup that they go on to win the Stanley Cup. And I don't know. I'm no fan of the Washington Capitals, as you'll find out later on in this episode when I talk about Orlando's faves. But nonetheless, I think that the Capitals certainly have a lot of pressure put on them. Ben Bishop going to L.A., you know, L.A. has struggled quite a bit. They lost their starting goaltender, Jonathan Quick, for a large chunk of the season with a bad groin injury. They're darn lucky to be just a few games outside of the last wild card spot in the West. They also traded to get old man Jerome Iginla, who I think's best years are behind him. The Kings look like they're going to try to make a run for it. So hopefully they do, and hopefully they manage to get in. I'm really sad, or I will be really sad, excuse me, if the Detroit Red Wings don't make the playoffs. I mean, they've had a run of 25 years of making the playoffs, and it's not looking too good for them. They traded away Thomas Vanek to get Dylan McGrath for defense, and they also lost Brendan Smith, who went to the Rangers. And a lot of sports writers are talking about how that's a great trade. Honestly, Brendan Smith sucks. He is awful. I mean, he's not good at all. His puck possession is terrible. I wouldn't want him on my team, but apparently the Rangers wanted him. So here in Columbus, the big news was Dalton Prout was traded to New Jersey to get Kyle Quincy. So that's basically one suck-ass defenseman for another suck-ass defenseman. So it's a wash there. And I forget, they also traded to Dallas for Korpikoski, I believe is how the gentleman's name is pronounced. I think that also doesn't really add much to the team. I think that, honestly, two teams that people are going to have to really pay attention to, and I think the Montreal Canadiens needed a lot of depth, and they went out and got it. They got Steve Ott from Detroit. They got Brendan Davidson from Edmonton. You know, they bulked up a little bit. I'm trying to think who else. Oh, they got Jordy Benn as well from Dallas. So I think that they are certainly going to be the team, even though that they have their new coach who was their former coach a few years ago. Anyways, I digress. I think that Montreal is primed to really make it tough on somebody in the East to bounce them. And I'm going to say it right now. I think the dark horse in the playoffs out in the West is going to be the Edmonton Oilers. I think that they needed a strong center. They traded to get David Desharnais from Montreal in exchange for Brendan Davidson. And I think that with Connor McDavid playing as well as he's playing, Cam Talbot's doing a fairly decent job as the goaltender. Their defense seems to be better. It might not be good enough to win a Stanley Cup, but they got good coaching in Todd McClellan. I really think that they are going to do some damage out in the West. So as we get down to the last 20 games, plus or minus two, one or two, I should say, you know, it's going to be gearing up. And I love when it comes Stanley Cup playoff time, which I believe, if I remember correctly, April 12th. And actually, as I am recording this podcast, I just realized I don't have March up on my calendar in the office here of Casa de la Orlando. So I'm right now tearing February off. Right now I'm throwing it in the trash can. All right, so I talked a little bit about this on the Facebook page for the PVD cast as well as on Twitter. You know, it seems that right now the trend in Hollywood is to take a movie and turn it into a television show, which that's nothing new. I mean, as was mentioned by Paul Markoff several episodes ago, that's something that's been happening in Hollywood for a very, very long time. And there's very, very, very numerous examples of that phenomenon. But I don't know, it just seems recently like that's the in thing to do, because Taken just started on NBC. You have Lethal Weapon that was on Fox, Training Day, which... might be in doubt if that show will continue, but Training Day on CBS. So I threw it out there. What movie should be remade into a television show? Now, I'm going to be honest. I took the vein of, let's take a movie that was so-so or mediocre or downright shitty and put it into a television show. And, you know, a prime example, Daredevil. The movie, many people found it to be pretty bad. I actually thought that Daredevil... as a movie, it was okay. It wasn't great, but anyways, and now Netflix has it. It's become an awesome, awesome television show. And so I was racking my brain to try to think of some shows that would be really good remakes. And to me, I made a list, and some of them are movies that I've heard are bad that I've never seen. So I stuck with the idea that I've seen the movie, and it's maybe bad or mediocre, and then I would change it into a television show. So I have two. They were so close that I got to throw them out there. I'll go with my choice, and then I'll go with the honorable mention. My choice of movie that I would turn into a TV show right now would be Howard the Duck. That's right. I think Howard the Duck would make a great television show right now, because you got all of the fun superheroes, like Guardians of the Galaxy, like Deadpool, that's hot right now. I think that would be the way to go. You could get Howard the Duck, and it would kind of be very simplistic to do, because it's just, you get Howard the Duck going around the different galaxies, defeating bad guys, you know, and whatnot. I think that would be very, very easy to do in terms of coming up with simple plots that you could use for each episode. And I think with the technology nowadays, it would be incredibly cost-effective to probably make Howard the Duck, and actually make it so that Howard the Duck didn't look like an actual guy in a big giant suit. My honorable mention was, and it's one of my favorite blaxploitation films, and you probably are all kind of, you avid listeners are probably tired of me talking about it, but I would make Dolomite into a TV show. I mean, man, just you know, being a stone cold pimp and fighting the man, that's enough for me, man. That would be an awesome television show. So, Howard the Duck, that's what I would remake if I had the opportunity to do so. So, there you have it. Hey, before I get into Orlando's faves, I just want to let you guys know that the other day, this past weekend, I was over at Comic Town. I was talking to Ryan because I wanted to drop off some more postcards for the PVD cast. And that's right, you go over there to their little merch table, and there you'll see those postcards, and feel free to grab a couple if you will. But nonetheless, if you need comics, you need to stop over at 1249 Morse Road in Columbus. Ryan and all the guys and girls over there will help you get the comics that you need. And they have more than just comics. They have collectibles, they have gaming supplies, they got it all. And in fact, I know a little inside scoop that many of you do not know. Maybe a few of you do, but not many know. A little scoop, but I'm not gonna reveal it. I'm gonna keep kayfabe, because I don't know if Ryan would want me to say anything. But nonetheless, you need to check out Comic Town. Worldofcomictown.com is where you can go to get all the details. And with that, I think it's time, as it's getting about 15 minutes here, to jump on into Orlando's fave. All right, do you hear the cool music there? Yeah. That should be your tip-off that's what we're going into, man. All right, my fave links to my earlier discussion of the NHL draft. Excuse me, the NHL trade deadline, not the draft. I hate the Washington Capitals. There, I just said it. I hate the Washington Capitals. Alex Ovechkin is a two-bit punk. He's a dirty player, and I hate the Capitals. Well, thanks to my good friend Brian, I found a YouTube video that I will be watching from now until the playoffs are over. So my fave for this episode is a very short, about 6-minute video entitled Washington Capitals, A Legacy of Failure. And it's done by a person or maybe a company named Urinating Tree. Oh, it's hilarious. They chronicle all of the failures that the Washington Capitals have had over the years in the regular season and in the playoffs. Oh my gosh, it's so good. It's so good. It may not be safe for work, by the way, because there's a lot of expletives. And maybe don't play it when the kids are around. But first of all, you shouldn't be showing them any Capital stuff while the kids are around. That's like child abuse, people. Jesus. Showing your kids Washington Capitals hockey. Ugh. Anyways, so I definitely will be checking it out. I've already watched it like four times already, and it's still damn funny. I still laugh out loud. So if you hate the Capitals as much as I do, check it out, man. Check it out. Once again, it's Washington Capitals, A Legacy of Failure, over on YouTube, and it's brought to you by Urinating Tree. So good job over there, the folks behind Urinating Tree. There you go. Quick plug for those guys or girls. I don't know who it is. But anyway, all right, let's get on into it, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you where you can get in touch with me if you want to say, hey, I thought your idea for a TV show was stupid. Howard the Duck, really, John? Or maybe you disagree with me and my hatred of the Washington Capitals. Whatever, man. You can get a hold of me a couple different ways. One, you can definitely email me, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. Two, you can shoot me a tweet at PVDMVP. You could even leave me a message if you want or post something on the Facebook page of the PVDcast, and that's facebook.com/PVDcast. Hey, don't forget, there are five different ways that you can get this podcast through my home on the internet, PVDcast.com, through iTunes, through Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and of course SoundCloud. So, but whatever you do, please rate, subscribe, review, tell friends, tell everybody. Pick up some of those postcards I mentioned over Comic Town too, or keep your eye out. They're all over the city of Columbus. But anywho, I digress because I want to get on out of here. And so with that, thank you for listening. I'll chat at each and every one of you later.